Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the Daily Deposit. My name is Joe. Today is Tuesday, November 21st. We're only a couple days away from Thanksgiving here in North America. Actually, in the United States, Canada had the Canadian version of Thanksgiving happened, I think it was last month. But we're only a couple days away from the big Macy's Day Parade with the big balloons, and Santa will be arriving on the scene. It's about to get really crazy here in North America with this Christmas season on the horizon. But, you know, there's a lot to be done, a lot of money to be made. I talk about my friend Caroline. Many of you know who Caroline is. Caroline is, she used to be a road warrior, one of those people who go out there on the road selling stuff. You know, the ones who live in the hotels like 4 or 5 days a week. They're out there selling stuff, knocking on doors, corporate, technology calls and selling stuff. Could you imagine? I remember one time I was in Chicago several years ago, staying in a hotel in free enterprise, of course, doing what I do now. And I ended up there for a family thing. I had to go there for a funeral or something. But I remember being in the hotel and being up crack of dawn and in the elevators and seeing all of these individuals with their briefcases. And they were kind of crabby and there was too much the smell of cologne and stuff. You know, as they're all jammed into the elevator, coming out of the showers, heading out to make their sales calls. I was like, oh, man. It's not for me. I'm psychologically unemployable when it comes to that kind of stuff. But I remember Caroline. That's how I got on this topic. She was telling me one day about her husband who was working in, I think, a Toyota dealership. And the week between Christmas and New Year's, every single year they sell as many cars in that week as they do in any single month throughout the course of the year. And there's a lesson there, you know, because many people start gearing back and taking time off, and it kind of begins like tomorrow. Somebody said to me yesterday, I was in a meeting, they said, well, you know, come Tuesday, people will be checking out. Forget about Wednesday, Thursday, forget all this, you know, these reasons why we should just kick back. And I get that, you know, I understand kicking back. You got to take some time, be with your family. However, there's low-hanging fruit, you know, and you have to really be willing to push through. I think it's Grant Cardone. He talked about this as well. I saw in one of his Facebook videos years ago about, you know, just like marshaling on and just powering through these days, these holidays, these holiday weeks. So let's just keep forward. Okay. Let's keep moving forward. We do have live stuff taking place every single weekday, live at 11. We are here, including Thanksgiving. We'll be here for an abbreviated version on Thanksgiving. Now I know that we have a call to freedom tonight. I'm not certain that we'll have one on Thursday. Probably we'll be on sabbatical on Thanksgiving night, on Thanksgiving Day, Thanksgiving night. But there is a call to freedom this evening, and that's at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Stand by. I'm going to give you the telephone number for this evening's presentation call. You know, you just got to push through. You know, you just had, so many things are going through my brain today. I'm reflecting on yesterday, okay? Do you recall that we got here very, very late yesterday? And I had all this chaos going on in my brain as I'm trying to bring up the Blog Talk Radio platform. And I couldn't get it to happen. And it was interesting because early yesterday morning I woke up and I was thinking of that concept of persistence without exception as opposed to I will persist until. You know, when you give yourself permission to fail, then it's over before you even started. But when you persist without exception, it means you're going to continue towards your target regardless of the circumstance or regardless what is coming up in front of you. And yesterday morning, crack of dawn, it was still dark out. I woke up, had a restless night, and I woke up and that was in my brain. Okay, that's what was sitting in my brain was persistence without exception. And then yesterday morning, I had this obstacle with Blog Talk Radio. I was unable to log on. I was here. I was ready. I had my notes. I'm fired up. I've got my coffee. My adrenaline's going. And then suddenly I can't log on to the platform. It just won't let me log on. I'm getting this spinning color wheel. And I tried to reboot my computer, change browsers, all kinds of, you know, clean your cache, all these different things. And it still is just not functioning. It just won't let me in. And it was frustrating. But then eventually I did get through. I actually was with you guys yesterday for only a few minutes because it's persistence without exception that makes the difference. That willingness to do whatever it takes, no matter what it takes. I'm telling you, man, it may sound like cheap talk or it may sound like cliche-ish. Well, The reason it is a cliche is because it's true. That's what cliches are. You know, so this concept of doing whatever it takes for as long as it takes, no matter what it takes, that's what it's going to take. So this morning, as I was going down this this path, oh, by the way, do you got a pencil and a paper there? Do you have a pencil? I'll pause for a moment. Go ahead, look around, grab yourself a pencil, grab yourself a paper. Write this down. 515-604-9022. 515-604-9022. PIN number is 808-408. 808-408. That's your telephone number for tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern when Rob is doing the call to freedom. So here's, and I'll mention that number again. So don't, if you didn't get it, don't panic. I'll say it before we wrap up here this morning. So let me share something else. This is pretty wacky, right? So I bring up Success Magazine this morning, as I do every single day. This is one of my rituals as I start the day with my coffee, Success Magazine. There's good stuff here. And so I open up Success Magazine and the topic that comes up is you will fail. And so when I'm looking at my up there on my browser, it says you will fail / success. Pretty crazy, huh? The Success Magazine is talking about failure. Well, there's an article in here that is written by Gene Simmons. Does that name sound familiar to you, Gene Simmons? Gene Simmons has a book. It's called On Power, My Journey Through the Corridors of Power and How You Can Get More Power. You know who Gene Simmons is? He's the bass player in Kiss, the famous rock band Kiss. And he's talking about failure. It's kind of rudimentary, right? It's very basic the way he's presenting this. He says, let me be blunt about this fact, and then let me help you. Let me take a pail of ice-cold water and throw it in your face. You must accept this fact of life if you want power. Everything your mother told you about how special and how special you are and you can succeed at anything you put your mind to is simply not true. You will fail many times over. Even once you have achieved a modicum of success, you will fail again. This is Gene Simmons, that gigantic guy with the big tongue breathing fire. You know that guy in Kiss? He says that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. We know that. He talks about understanding, embracing the simple truth, separates the powerful from the weak. And then he actually has in here, it's a pretty good article. He's got a clip from 1974. It's in the Seattle Daily Times, May 27th, 1974, in the music reviews. It says, I hope the four guys who make up this group, whose names don't matter, are putting money away for the future, the near future, because Kiss won't be around long. That was in 1974. That was a review of the rock band Kiss in the Seattle Daily News. I think they've gone on to sell like 200 million albums. They looked failure right in the face. I was looking at this statistics. I went to their WikiLeaks page. It's an amazing body of work. Whether you like Kiss or you don't like Kiss, you got to respect the volume of work that they have put together. But what he talks about is the acceptance of failure and dealing with failure in order to achieve your success. Now, what we do here for a living in Tidem, it is so simple. Everyone who fails tries to overcomplicate this. Okay, it really is so simple as just, you know, capture the names, connect with people, you know, just contact people. You can do it with Facebook. You can do it. And this is where most people get hung up. Social media. There's all kinds of ways. Forget about it. Okay. I was talking to a guy this morning who has ads running in magazines. Okay. He's going straight to where the fish are. It's expensive. He's running ads in two, maybe three business magazines, business opportunity magazines, not classified ads, glossy ads with pictures. Okay, so, you know, what we do here, so this guy runs ads. When the people answer the ad, what does he do? He invites them. He invites them to a presentation call in a webinar. He invites them to a radio show. And then you know what he does? He collects their decision. There's nothing really to think about. When people always want to think about it, they have to take a look at Titan. I got to think about it. I'm like, what is there really to think about? Just take a deep breath, relax, and cut the check. If everyone would just do that, there's really nothing to think about. Is there? Everything is done for you. The e-commerce is done. The sales funnels are done. The webinars are done. The presentation calls are baked. The radio show's here every single day. The products always work. The genealogies always work. What's there to think about? Just do it. You know, people overthink it, and that's why they fail. That's why 95% of the people who come here are going to probably either not get started or fail because they just don't get this simple thing. You know, just do the work. He goes on here in this article to talk about Colonel Sanders. Okay, I didn't know that his name was Harland David Sanders. Here's what it says in the Gene Simmons, the bass player from Kiss. This is what he says in his book. When Harland David Sanders was 7 years old, his father came home one day with a fever and later died in his bed, leaving the young boy responsible for feeding his siblings while their mother was at work. It was 1895, and his family had nothing, but he had to find a way to cook for his siblings. So the children all foraged for food, and Sanders learned to cook vegetables and then meat. What started as a bleak tragedy would turn out to be the catalyst for Sanders' calling, despite the absolute lack of power and resources. He eventually left home to work on a farm, and after that he held various jobs until he ended up running a Shell service station in Kentucky. By this time, it was the Depression, and Sanders was dead broke. He decided to start selling chicken in his service station as a way to make some extra money. Sanders was pressed for time, as his customers came to his station for gas, not to eat. The food was an afterthought, and he needed to find a way to cook his food quickly. So he developed a way to prepare his secret recipe by dropping the chicken into a pressure cooker instead of frying it in a pan, the way all of his competitors were doing. This made the chicken extra crispy, the way we all know and love it today. But then came the perfect storm. A highway was built that bypassed Sanders' gas station, restaurant altogether. His dream was derailed, and he was forced to sell his business and live off his savings, teaching his recipe to a friend and allowing him to serve it in his restaurant. The friend's restaurant flourished, and Sanders knew he was really onto something. So he packed his bags and went from restaurant to restaurant with a pressure cooker and some seasoning in hopes of franchising his recipe. He slept in his car, took free meals from the restaurants he visited whenever possible, and slowly but surely his persistence began to pay off. Eventually word spread. People loved his recipe, and potential franchisees started coming in. He shipped his spices in franchised restaurants at 4 cents on every chicken sold, and eventually sold his share of the company for $2 million, which would be $15 million today. Eventually, he moved to Canada to oversee the Canadian branches of the company. Until his death, he continued building his business into the monolith that is Kentucky Fried Chicken. I love this story. The guy was in his 60s, okay? Was Colonel Sanders born powerful? No. Was he given a handout? Of course not. He chased success down like a dog and didn't stop running until he caught it. As you're reading this right now, you may have an idea that people are telling you was crazy. I'm sure many people told Colonel Sanders he was crazy. But in the end, your results will vindicate you, no matter how crazy your idea seems or how many you might have to alienate in pursuing it. And he goes on. It's Gene Simmons, okay? Interesting character, the bass player of Kiss, multi-billionaire guy as a result of that silly rock band where they're all dressed up like animals. So I guess that's my point for today, you know, is persistence without exception. You just keep going. You just keep moving towards the target. If Titan is your solution. Okay, maybe it isn't. Maybe there's something else that has your heart sing. Whatever it is, you're going to have to fight some fights and climb some hills in order to achieve and have whatever it is that you want. Persistence without exception. You just continue. There's no such thing as no. There's only obstacles, and the obstacles are the way. And if Titan is your choice, if that's where you really want to spend your time, congratulations, welcome, because we are here. We're here for the long haul. We're the oldest, longest-running top-tier program in the marketplace, and here to stay. The new Titan Empire is what I'm calling it. Now, here I said I would do this again. You ready? Got your pencil and paper? Are you ready? You ready? 515-604-9022. 515-604-9022. Pin code is 808-408. And that's the call to freedom tonight. That takes place at 9 p.m. Eastern, featuring Rob Hanley. Now, what you do is you just let people know about this call tonight. Shoot them a text, okay? Like maybe 10 minutes to the hour, 10 minutes to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Say, hey, man, get on this call and just include the telephone number with the pin, nothing else. Say less to more people and watch what happens to your paycheck. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow morning. See you at same time, same station. What is it, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time? That's what time we get here. Be here tomorrow again. I want to thank you guys. Until we meet next time, remember, it's success is all a matter of choice, really. It's what you think about is what you bring about. Let's go make a deposit, okay? And keep your grin on. Money, 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 money.